This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for tuning to 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. There's a new book out on Orange Fraser Press called Back to Eden, Landscaping with Native Plants. It's written by native plant expert Dr. Frank Porter and explores the real beauty and versatility of native plants and teaches you how to really put them to work in your own home landscape. And joining me by phone from his home in southeastern Ohio is Dr. Frank Porter. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning to you.
I want to begin with native plants, how you got turned on to native plants, because you take it from the book that you've done a lot of wandering in the woods and a lot of observing of the native flora.
Well, my background is an American Indian scholar, and I spent a lot of years working with tribes across North America. And I also had a background in primitive agricultural systems. So when I retired as an American Indian scholar, I decided to build a small greenhouse with the idea of just putzing around. And I started growing just a wide variety of plants. And my research interests led me into native plants. So essentially, my focus became plants instead of people. And I was interested in the botanical aspects of the plants as well as the historical, how they were used, whether for medicine or food, or how they've been actually used in the landscape. And that was 20-some years ago, and I'm still asking the same questions.
And answering a lot of those questions, too, in your new book, Back to Eden. And you have it arranged. This is not like a guidebook. Talk about the structure of the book and what you wanted to put in and share with people.
Well, in learning about native plants, I read many, many volumes about wildflowers and the people who actually were studying them. And what I found was that most of the books dealt with them in an encyclopedic way, A to Z. And what I wanted to do was to talk about the philosophical aspects of using native plants in the landscape and why it is so critical that more and more people begin to incorporate them into their gardens and recreating natural areas. And then I wanted them to know how to use these native plants. So what I tried to do was to be as comprehensive as possible in talking about species that probably were not common or familiar to most people, but that actually had a really good value in the gardens and landscape. And then the last part of the book deals with the historical. I wanted folks to know about the women who in the 19th and early 20th century were so important in bringing to the attention of the public the fact that many of the wildflowers were just being destroyed and that so many of them were becoming extinct. And then I wanted to focus on specific types of habitats where wildflowers are endemic. And there's a couple of chapters, one on the shale barrens of West Virginia, and the other just deals with prairies, meadows, places that folks should avail themselves of to get out on a holiday or a weekend and just go for long botanical walks. Take this book or any other book that they have as a guide and just begin to learn and to know about the native flora before it disappears.
I know, and we spoke briefly before we began the interview here, I talked about wanting to bring native plants into my own landscape, and sometimes it can be a bit intimidating, but I find with your book it seems like it'll be very practical and easy to do. What do you think it is that keeps so many people from dabbling in more native plants?
Well, it's sad to say that most people's experience with growing native plants is they go out into the wild and they dig them up, transport them home, stick them in the ground with no understanding of the growing requirements or the fact that they've just pillaged plants from the wild. And once they're dug up, they're no longer available as a seed source. And they really do not understand that native plants have entirely different growing conditions than non-native species that they are most likely to buy at some outlet. And the truth of the matter is native plants are extremely easy to grow so long as you do the proper steps. And I try to go into great detail to show just how simple it is but that the work in developing these gardens is always at the outset, and that if you prepare everything properly, then these gardens become extremely low maintenance.
A lot of animals and native plants have disappeared because of invasive species, and so many of the plants that we find when you go to a nursery for your landscaping, the pretty flowers and all, are invasive species that are wiping out the native plants and as a consequence, sometimes affecting the balance of the natural environment there. But native plants are, you know, shy of going out and digging in the woods, which you shouldn't do. Kind of difficult to find. What do you suggest as a resource for someone who's trying to do more native plants? Should I have a trip to your Porterbrook Native Plants Nursery?
Well, besides that, I have to say that in every state there are bona fide native plant nurseries in which the owners and growers grow these plants from seed. They've been collected ethically and with permission from the wild, and that they are grown so that folks who do come in can buy plants that are already adapted to their particular locale. Every plant has its own provenance, means that it has grown in a specific area, it has acclimated to those conditions. So you don't want to buy a plant from Florida and grow it in Ohio, and you certainly don't want to take plants from Ohio and grow them in Louisiana. So you try to find plants that have been collected and grown in as close to a region as where you live. And there are quite a few nurseries. All you have to do is either contact your state Department of Natural Resources. Most of them maintain a detailed list of growers that they feel are ethical. And if they're having a problem, then they can contact me, and I will certainly help them out. If I don't have the plants, I can find other people that are growing them for them.
You may make a number of suggestions in the book or give guidance on, you mentioned how certain native plants grow in a particular environment. And I had to smile as I was reading the book and realizing so many people worry about getting plants that will survive in the shade or are plants that will survive where it's wet. And I found many suggestions here for plants that fit in all those quote-unquote problem spots that landscapers usually have.
Well, one of the things I try to teach people is that you do not want to change the landscape to accommodate plants. What you want to do is to find the plants that will fit comfortably into your landscape. I always chide people who build a house and they want shade, but they've already cut down all the trees that were there. So they end up putting in these little trees and then they wait 25 years to have shade. Or they find a place where there is plenty of shade and they want to have sun-loving plants, so they cut down all the trees. And it just seems so foolish that in reality there is no spot in your yard in which there is not native plants that will fit perfectly and do quite well. And when you consider that there's such a large number of species that are available to you, and that you can have plants in bloom from early spring all the way up until winter, I just think it's so foolish to go out and buy plants that are not native to our country and certainly to the area in which you live. There really is no reason not to do so. And then, of course, this whole question about invasive species. We are losing at least 25 to 75 species each year, either from development or the fact that these invasive species have been introduced into natural areas, and it takes very little time for them to simply overwhelm native species and wipe them out. And I think that one of the most critical things that anybody who is working with native plants can do is to try to educate the public, to let them know what's going on and that we are losing far too many species. Right now, we have so many native trees that are going to be dying out. The hemlock is going to disappear from our landscapes. There's now a scale that's attacking all species of oak trees. The birch trees are already dying out. And it just goes on and on and on. And I just think that if you are a citizen of this country, that one of the most important things that you should do is to respect the very land that supports you and has made this country what it is. And yet people are just so blithely unaware or uncaring that we're just destroying our habitat.
Well, I appreciate the knowledge you're passing around and along in your new book and maintaining those native habitats. And greatly appreciate your time this morning, too.
Well, it's been my pleasure. And like I say, if I can help anybody, all they have to do is contact me.
Dr. Frank Porter, whose new book is Back to Eden, Landscaping with Native Plants. He's the owner and founder of Porterbrook Native Plants Nursery and does travel the country giving workshops on landscaping with native plants. You can find out more about his work and the book at our website, wvxu.org. And well, as you're landscaping this season, you may find some great suggestions there.